Welcome to the Father's Day. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can support the Father's Day by becoming a member there, right there on the YouTube channel, thefatherstate.tv or locals.com. And I do appreciate it. And don't forget, Parchee's Coffee is available. The best coffee on this side of heaven. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. I have my own coffee. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Parchee's Coffee. I have with me the one, the only, Jimmy Dore. And he is a stand-up comedian, political commentator, and the host of the Jimmy Dore Show. Jimmy, thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Amazing.
I'm interested to see how you're going to corner me, because you're good at cornering people.
How you know that?
Because I've seen your show.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think about my show?
I think it's kind of fascinating how you corner people.
But I don't try to corner people.
It happens.
I just have a conversation with them.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Amazing. So I asked Jimmy, was he a Jew or were you Jewish? Because you look Jewish and you say you're not.
I'm Irish.
Irish.
Yeah.
And so you don't have any blood, Jewish blood.
Well, I've never had a DNA test to confirm it, but no, my grandparents were Irish and Polish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you love the Jews?
Do I love the Jews?
Do you love the Jews?
Plenty. I have love for. There's plenty of Jews in my life. I have plenty of love for.
Oh, good. A lot of people don't like the Jews. Unfortunately,
I'm not a fan of Zionism.
Who? I never met him.
Who
is Zionism?
So, you know, the Zionists, the Israeli project, the Greater Israel project, all that stuff. And I'm not a big fan of that.
I don't know about that, but why you're not a fan of it? I don't even know what that is. But why you're not a fan of it, whatever it is.
Well, I like how Israel got started. Right through the Nakba, through the Balfour Declaration, the UK gave this land to the Jewish people. It wasn't their land to give away. In fact, you know, did you see that Keir Starmer recently acknowledged Palestine as a state? Right.
Oh God.
So did you see that?
No.
Did you see what happened the next day?
What?
The next day, Palestine is suing the UK for like $1 trillion. Because they occupied them from, I think, 1913 to 1948.
That's why you're not supposed to give it to them. They'll sue you.
So that happened immediately.
That's what they're trying to do in America. They're trying to sue. The Indian want to sue the white man for the land here.
Uh-huh.
And then the black people want to sue the white man. Now, they say the white man enslaved them.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've noticed that all land occupied by different people, everybody complains, you took my land. You know what I mean? So there's nothing new.
Well, I mean, there is a thing.
Isn't that true?
There is a thing. It's not new, no.
Somebody complaining that you took my land all over the world, right?
I mean, I'm not a...
Even in South... Go ahead, you know what?
I'm not a historian or anything, but I'm pretty sure there were people living in the United... in America when we got here.
But the Indian was here, they say.
Yeah, the American Indians, right?
But they weren't Native doing Americans. Anything when they were too high off pot by Yoda.
So we came in, and I mean, again, I'm not a historian, but, you know, everything I was taught in school, you know, the Trail of Tears, stuff like that. And,
are you mad at America for taking the Indian land?
Am I mad at America? Oh, I used to have a joke in my act where I talked about... it was horrible what we did to the Indians. I'm not giving it back, but it
See?
Was. So nobody
so
is.
You, so
nobody
you,
is.
Do you dislike America for quote unquote taking Indian land?
Do I dislike America for taking Indian land?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was. I think that's a dark chapter in American's history, just like slavery was.
But so do you feel the same way about America taking Indian land that you feel about Israel taking? The Palestine land or whatever. Do you feel the same way?
Do I feel the same way?
Yes.
Well, this has kind of happened you know, this is happening right now.
But do you feel the same way?
I don't know if I feel the same way.
Why not?
I don't know. It's a good question. But
and the answer is
this is happening right now in my
I know, but what if it's
in
good
current
for the
history?
Ghouls, it's going to be so good for the gander.
Well, it's similar.
Right.
Except, so this is how you corner me. This is how you're going to give me.
What?
You.
So what?
You already did it. You already got me cornered. Look at you.
I got you cornered.
So,
but do you feel the same way
about
America?
If I feel the same way about America,
taking the Indian land,
right,
that you feel with the Jews taking Palestine land, do you feel the same way?
I think it's similar.
So, do you feel the same way about it then?
I think they're similar. I don't. You know what? I don't feel the same way about it.
And why not?
Because
stolen land is stolen land, right?
Because that's true. Stolen land is stolen land.
So how come the white man can steal? Why the white man can steal, you don't feel nothing. But the Jewish steal,
what do you mean
you
I don't feel nothing? I didn't say that. I said it was dark
you
chapter.
Don't feel
it was
the same
horrible
way, though.
It was not good. And
so why don't you just call the Jewish thing dark chapter not good?
Oh, because it's happening right now.
It's not happening now.
It's happening right now.
No, it's already happened.
Well, it's still happening.
No, not.
Well,
the Jews are giving up more land than America ever giving back.
Okay. Well, I'm not a scholar.
So it's not happening.
I'm not a scholar on the borders of Israel.
So why feel
but
one
I do
way
know what
about
the greater
one way and a different way about another?
why? I didn't say I feel two different ways.
But you do.
I say
you call them Zionists.
Aren't they Zionists? They brag about being Zionists,
but,
don't they?
But you, it doesn't sound like you're being fair, though. You feel one way about the white man taking the land and one way about the Jewish taking the land. Why do I feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a dark chapter in life.
Yeah, it's because it's happening right now.
And it's happening now.
And it's being done with my tax dollars.
They're not taking the Jewish land now. I mean, the so-called
Palestine
land.
Yes, they are.
What
do you think they're doing
they're trying
in Gaza?
To hold on to the bigger
Gaza,
land that
West
they have.
Bank, and Trump, you know, the whole thing.
No, they're trying to protect themselves. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Just like the white man.
I would disagree with that.
You would?
Yes.
Would you just
that they're trying
that
to protect
the white
themselves?
Man to try to protect they're, himself
first
in
of all,
America?
Israel is an apartheid state. So,
what?
And every human rights organization in the world, bar none, has agreed that it's an apartheid state based on ethno supremacy. So
let me ask, is America an apartheid state?
It was.
Is it now?
I don't think so.
The black people think so.
Oh, do they?
Oh,
do
yeah.
You think so?
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, you're a black person.
But
why
I'm
you
white
think
on
that?
The inside.
Man, this is grueling already.
What?
This is grueling. I'm like, I got to stay on my toes around you. This is tough.
No. What's important to you?
What's important to me
yes.
is my relationship to God, my relationship, my experiencing the divine, and... that's the most important thing to me.
You love God?
Yeah. I mean, I used to be an atheist. I was raised Catholic. And then I went through an atheist phase. And then, you know, I recently, I quit smoking pot. And I kind of went inward. And, you know, God isn't external. God is part
right.
of, you're not separate from God.
Right.
And so... I've actually gone inward, and I've had experiences of the divine. And so to me, to get more in touch with that and to explore that more is what's most important to me. And, of course, my marriage. That would be my two big things.
And so do you love God?
Yeah, I mean, yes, you know, it depends on what, you know, I don't know how to define what God is. I know that there's the divine, there's a consciousness greater than me, than my ego consciousness that I have to submit to. And so I do.
You do love God?
I mean, again, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I say I love God. But I would, if a gun to my head, I would say yes.
You do love him.
Yeah.
You need a gun to your head to say that?
I mean, just because of the definite. You know, I said, just because, you know, definitions, what they mean, what do you mean by love, what do you mean by God, all that stuff. It's a mystery. God is a mystery. And so people, I think, who think they understand what and who God is, I think they're fooling themselves. God is a mystery. But one thing I do know is that I have an eternal soul, that I'm not this body, and that when I die, whatever is me doesn't die. My body dies because life is, so like when death is the opposite of birth, life doesn't have an opposite. Life is everlasting, forever. And so those are the things I know. Those are the things I concentrate on. And I know that God, if for lack of a better term, God, higher consciousness, whatever you like to say, is in control, and I'm not. Yeah. And that, you know, I speak of God more in terms of consciousness and a greater consciousness, and that we all share, you know, like we're all from God, which is like saying, you know, all the water in the seas from the ocean, right? And you know, the ocean makes waves, and I can't control the ocean. All I can do is maybe, you know, surf that wave that God has created.
Oh, amazing.
So that's the best I can do, is try to surf the wave created by God.
And so do you love God?
Yes, let's say yes. Let's say yes.
Okay.
What
the?
You are a comedic character, brother. You are funny. They should do. Has anyone done a documentary on you yet? They should.
Not nowhere. So do you love white people?
Do I love white people?
Do you love white people?
There's lots of white people I love. I mean, I'm supposed to love everybody.
Do you love white people?
That's the idea.
Do you love white people?
There are lots of white people I love.
Do you love white people?
Jesse, what are you doing? I'm telling you, yes.
Yes.
I love white people. I love black people.
You said I love lots of white people. I didn't ask if you love lots of white people.
Well, like I'm saying.
I asked, do you love white people?
I'm supposed to love all humans, so I would say yes.
Do you love white people?
I would say yes. I love all humans. So.
Do you love the Jews?
Yeah, sure.
Do you love the Zionists?
I'm supposed to.
Do you love the Zionists?
I'm supposed to, but I have a hard time.
Do you love the Zionists?
I said I have a hard time.
Do you love the Zionists?
I'm supposed to.
Do you love them?
You're destroying me. This is hilarious. Oh my God, this is fun. This is fun. This is fun.
Nice.
Okay.
So do you love the Zionists?
Do I love the Zionists? I mean, truth be told, I have a lot of Zionist friends. And when I say that on stage, my audience is like, huh? And I'm like, I already lost almost all my friends because I wouldn't vote for Hillary because they screwed over Bernie. And I wouldn't vote for the Democratic Party. I wouldn't vote for a warmonger who's a... all that stuff.
Right.
And then I lost a lot of friends when I debunked Russiagate, because I was one of the first ones out there debunking it. It was easy to debunk if I could do it, because I'm not a genius.
Right.
And then I lost more friends when I told the truth about Syria, and when I wouldn't back the Ukraine war. And then, of course, COVID, the rest of them went, right? Because I told the truth about COVID and the vaccine and Dr. Fauci. And lockdowns and masks and where the virus came from. And
what a mess.
We were lied to. Every one of those things we were lied to about.
Right.
And there's never a consequence to pay. So when I'm on stage, I'll say, you know, I have Zionist friends. And I'm like, huh? I go, hey, I lost all my friends. I got to really work with them.
So do you love the Zionists?
So if I'm going to be consistent saying that I should love all humanity, I would have to say, you know how they say, love the sinner, hate the sin, right? So love the Zionists, hate the Zionism. How about that?
Do you love the Zionists?
I just said, love the Zionists, hate the Zionism.
But do you love the Zionists?
I just said, yes, love the Zionist, hate the Zionism.
But I didn't ask that part. But,
well, I get to answer how I want,
right? I don't
know
what that means, hate the...
So you know what it means, hate the sinner, not hate the sin, not the sinner? You've heard that, right?
So you love the Zionists, but you hate the Zionists?
The Zionism.
Well, how can you love, you separate them?
Well, I see you're supposed to see the humanity in everybody. It's not easy, believe me. I've certainly...
It's not easy to love the Zionists?
Yeah, for me.
It's not easy?
For me.
It's not easy?
For me, no.
And so, is it easy to love God?
Is it easy to love God?
Is it easy for you to love God?
Like, I don't know. Again, I would have to figure out what you mean by God. But for me, yeah, I want more. I want more.
Is it easy for you to love God?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
How can it be easy for you to love God or who you never see?
Isn't that something?
And not love the Zionists who you see.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Why one is easier than the other one? When God said you can't do it.
God said, I can't do what?
How can you love him or who you don't know or never see, and you see the Zionists and you don't love the Zionists?
Well, I just said I did.
But you said it's hard to.
Oh, yeah.
So why is it easy to love God who you never see and not love the Zionists?
How do you know if I haven't seen God? Have you seen God?
Just answer that question.
Have you seen God?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. So how do you know I haven't seen God?
I didn't say you had.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know you haven't.
Why you say that?
Because you don't love the Zionists.
Oh, so if
or it's hard for you to love them.
So if I had seen God, I would love Zionists?
100%.
Why is that?
Because you can't love God and hate you.
And hate what?
Your neighbor.
Oh, I don't hate my neighbor.
Do you love the Zionists?
That's my, in fact,
you don't love the Zionists.
In fact, the message of my show and the message that I bring on stage
but
is don't let people...
But is your neighbor.
Don't blame your neighbor for your pain. Don't hate your neighbor. Don't let the globalists and the
billionaires there, right?
Turn you against. I said yes, but I hate Zionism.
Is it hard to love the Zionists?
For me, it is.
How can it be easy to love God and hard to love the Zionists?
I don't know. That's a mystery.
I mean, who are you?
Who am I? Is that the question?
Yes.
Oh, but that's a good question. Who am I? I'm just a guy trying to, a comedian, trying to make sense of the world, keep people from fighting each other, and experience God. That's who I am.
So you told me what you're doing, but who are you?
I'm an eternal soul. How about that? Is that what you're looking for? Something like that?
I'm trying to find out who you are. I'm not looking.
I mean, I could tell you that, where I was born. I could tell you my ethnicity. I can tell you my name, my occupation.
But I want to know who are you, not where where you're born and your ethnicity and all that kind of stuff. Who are you?
Yeah. I'm at a loss on how to answer. I'd already answered it twice, but
what
it wasn't
is it
good
like
enough.
Being alive and not knowing who you are?
Well,
not what you do, right? But who
I think
you
that
are.
Trying to find out who you really are is kind of a lifelong process, don't you think?
It doesn't have to be.
Oh, no?
No.
Do you know who you are?
I do.
Who are you?
I can't tell you that.
Well, come on. That's a double standard.
Because if I tell you who I am, you're going to say that's who you are.
Oh, okay.
And I want you to find it for yourself, not because I said it.
Yeah. Well,
Does that make sense?
I'm a comedian trying to make sense of the world.
That's what you do.
Okay. I mean, that's the only way I know how to answer that question.
Oh. What is it like not knowing who you are?
It's horrible. It's not good. Ooh, it leads to a lot of problems.
Right. Do you create your own thoughts?
I used to think that, but recently, I'm not sure.
Is there a possibility?
Is there a possibility that I create my own thoughts, or is there a possibility that my thoughts are created by an external force?
Is there a possibility you create your own thoughts?
Again, it's interesting you bring this up because I just started reading about this. I read a lot of Carl Jung, and he talks about consciousness and how it's we have a collective consciousness and unconsciousness, and that lots of ideas come from you have no way of knowing these things, and that so these ideas come from like a consciousness that you don't have control over, and so some people would call that God.
Is there a possibility you create your own thought? Any chance of a possibility?
Is there
that you created your own thoughts?
That I created my own thoughts?
That you create your own thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility. I don't understand. I mean, you're asking me questions that are above my pay grade. Like, I don't really know.
Oh, okay. And what is it like not knowing if you create your own thoughts or not? Don't you wonder where they come from?
It's exciting. Yes, that's why I'm investigating. I'm looking into it now. I told you, I just started reading about this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Or she's going to get it?
So she does obey you?
Oh, yeah. She knows. She knows she's going to get it if she doesn't.
Right on.
Yeah.
Are you alpha male or beta male?
Boy, if I don't know, I think that makes you a beta, right?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what those terms mean exactly, but I think for a guy who gets on stage for a living, that's pretty alpha.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a show and nobody laughed?
Yes.
What does that feel like when you're up there doing it and they don't laugh?
What does it feel like? Feels like just another day. No, you know, when I first started out, it was hard. That was when I started out. That was hard when people didn't laugh. Now I've done so many shows, and I've seen people who I know are funnier than me not get laughs. Right? People who I think are the most brilliant comedians in the world, and I've been in the room when they're struggling with the crowd and not getting laughs. And I'm like, well, if it could happen to that guy, when it happens to me, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So it helps me to be able. It's always painful. If you do a show and it's not good, doesn't go well. You want to get back on stage as fast as you can to get a good one under your belt. To kind of wash. That's like taking a shower and getting all that dirt off you from the bad show.
Right.
Yeah.
What would happen if you dropped your anger?
If I dropped my anger?
Yeah. What would happen?
I used to think that I would lose my edge. But I don't think that anymore.
Then why don't you drop it?
Because I'm imperfect.
But you're only imperfect because you won't drop it.
Oh, okay.
If you want to be perfect, you got to drop it.
Oh, okay.
So why don't you drop it?
Okay, will do.
Amazing.
Okay. You're making some breakthroughs here today, Jesse.
What do you mean?
You already got me to drop my anger.
Do you know how to drop it?
No. How do I do it?
Forgive your mother.
Forgive my mother?
Yeah, she recreated her image.
Oh, you think it's got to do with my mother, 100%. Not my father?
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
Your father loved you.
I had a great relationship with my mother.
I know, that's the problem.
Is that a problem?
Yeah. You couldn't deal with it, so you conformed.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And so you think I have anger over me being forced to conform?
Yes. She imposed a will on you.
I know I
as
haven't.
As a kid.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And when she did that, you became angry because you were innocent. And you were not angry as a kid.
Oh.
And she imposed a will on you. She played victim. She made.
I don't know if you should be allowed to talk about my mother like that.
She pretended to be a victim. She acted like your dad was the bad guy when she was the hell to pay. Your dad can deal with her. But she pretended like he was the problem.
Oh, really?
She turned you away from him. You became angry. And the moment you became...
Oh, my God.
And the moment you became angry, you took on the same mentality to her.
Oh, really?
Emotional, angry, overreaction. You got to forgive her so God can forgive you.
Oh.
And take that away from you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel like I have a grudge against my mother.
How about your father?
I had for a while.
See?
My father.
What did he do to you?
You know, I wanted more out of the relationship than my dad was able to give.
What did he
my
do to you?
My dad was kind
you?
Of a, you know, he was emotionally distant, kind of didn't know how to kind of enjoy my successes.
And you know so why?
It kind of pushed.
Because you grew up a mama's boy.
How do you know this? You know, I have six older brothers.
Right, but you're a mama's boy.
Okay.
And so when your dad tried to deal with you, it was like dealing with his wife.
Ah. Maybe you're right about that, huh?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So forgive your father. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
I bet that. You might be right about that.
Yeah.
But,
Amazing,
my,
huh?
My parents, they were married for, I don't know, 70 years, something like that.
So will you forgive your mother for recreating her image?
Yeah, I don't think my mother needs forgiveness. I think everything's okay. Because I don't...
It's not for your mother, it's for you. Your mother may love her misery. You want to be free.
And only
you're going to be free is you got to realize, you know, mother, you did your best. I'm sorry for resenting you, but I know... Because her mother did it to her.
And that happened to you, too? You resented your mother?
Every human being.
Every human being resents their mother?
Not every human being, yeah.
Wow.
Boys and girls, men and women.
Okay.
And so if you want to know the father, you got to forgive your mother so you can turn to the father.
Oh, okay.
Then you will know God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't love God and resent anybody, especially your father.
Oh, okay. You don't resent anybody?
No one at all.
Really?
For any reason.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to happen to you.
Even like Joe Biden, you don't resent him?
Not at all.
Even
the fallen Messiah, I don't resent him.
Who's that?
You know who the fallen Messiah is. That black guy that was the president.
Oh, you mean Obama? You call him the fallen Messiah?
Yeah.
Boy, he... He's
what
not what
mess, huh?
He's not what people thought. I voted for him. He's not what.
I'm surprised to hear that. Why?
Oh, well, because I was gullible and I got caught up in the propaganda.
Do you regret that now?
Yeah.
And why?
Well, because it's a game that the establishment plays, this left-right divide, this Republican-Democrat. Oh. There's that saying, no matter who you vote for, you get John McCain. And Barack Obama was John McCain. He took us from two wars to seven. He wasn't a break from George Bush and Dick Cheney. He was a continuation of George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Absolutely.
And he took us from two wars to seven. He kicked 5.1 million families, not people, families, out of their homes while he made sure the bankers got their bonuses. He didn't break up the banks, which is what everybody wanted. He was doing the bidding of the banks and the health insurance company and Big Pharma. He gave us a right-wing health care plan.
And you voted for him.
Yes, I know, right?
What's wrong with your mind?
I told you, I was gullible, and I bought the propaganda. Just like at first, I bought the propaganda about COVID. I got the vax. I got two shots.
You did?
Yeah.
And you're still alive?
And I got vaccine injured, and that's what opened my eyes. And I was like, what? See, at first, I was afraid to even look into the vax because I have a bone disease they can't cure. They can only treat. It almost killed me once. And so they made me think that the virus goes after your most weakest organ.
Right.
And that's how it kills you. So I'm like, well, I know I have this comorbidity, this bone disease. And so it's going to go into my bones and kill me. And I don't want to go through. So people were telling me, hey, you should look into the vax. And I'm like, I already know I'm going to take it. So I don't want to find out something that worries me.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be worried while I take it.
What a mess.
And my doctor had told me to take it. So I trusted my doctor and all that stuff. And, and then I took it, and then I got vaccine injured. I was sick immediately and never went away. And so then I started to look into it, and then that's when I found out, oh, I was stupid. I should have been more...
How are you doing health-wise now?
I'm doing okay now. I mean, you don't know what all the side effects are going to be for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So I'm about 4 years into that right now.
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Who's that? Joe Biden?
The Great White Hope.
Is that Bill Clinton?
The Great White Hope.
I don't know who you mean.
They call him King.
Who?
They call him Daddy.
Who?
They call him Amazing.
What's his name?
That the wind and the sea obeys him.
Who?
The one and the only man.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh, did I vote for him?
What?
No, I wrote in Dave Chappelle.
Who?
Dave Chappelle. I don't know if you heard of him. He's a comedian.
That black guy?
Yeah.
That black one?
Yeah.
You voted for another black person?
And can you believe it?
What a mess. But why not the great white hope, Donald Trump? Why did you vote for him?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. The biggest one was that his support for Israel and the genocide. Yeah, so I can't. Do you oppose genocide?
You regret that now?
Do I regret that now that I didn't vote for him?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
No, because he's turning out to be John McCain.
Been in there, do you love the great work he's doing?
I like the work that's being done at HHS and RFK. A lot of people are propagandized to think opposite, but Donald Trump is doing. No.
You don't like the fact he shut down the borders?
No, it's good that he's getting control of the borders. So it's a mixed bag for sure.
So are you happy he shut down the borders?
I think it's good that he is getting control of the borders.
Do you appreciate the fact that he shut down the border, not control, nobody come across
did he
now?
Did he shut it down?
Yes.
It's for sure?
Yes.
I thought he needed a wall to do that.
He going to put it up so they don't come back in when the Democrats
take. So he did it without the wall?
Yeah. He put the men on the borders.
So we never needed that wall.
Right. You needed the men on the border and then the wall so that we don't need so many men. But do you appreciate the fact that he shut down the border?
I appreciate that fact.
Do you appreciate the fact that he deported illegal aliens?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like he's deporting the right ones, right?
No, he's deporting the criminals.
Well, that's what they say.
Those are not the right ones,
but
right?
You don't want the criminals, you want the innocent. Well, that's what we wanted him to do.
So do you appreciate the fact he's deporting the illegal aliens?
But he's, you know, like he's deporting people like, you know, all the people who follow the rules, like the college students who came here and they wrote an op-ed that he didn't like. So then you don't like that, right?
Do you appreciate the fact that he deported those who were here illegally?
I think that if you're here illegally, that However, the system deals with that, but you should always be given a court date, right?
Do you appreciate the fact that he deported the ones who are here illegally?
I mean, I would have to. I'm sure there's going to be cases where I'd be like, "Oh, that's not good."
Do you support the fact that he is deporting the ones who are here illegally?
They broke the law to get here.
Do you appreciate the fact that he is deporting those?
Yeah, but is he? I don't think he is.
That's not the question.
If that's what he's doing. But it seems like he's allowing lots of people who came here illegally to stay.
Like who?
Like the people who are good for business. He even said that.
Are you making it up? Or how you
know? No. He said in a speech that, you know, of course we can't deport all of them. We can't do it in a way that hurts business, our hospitality, men hotels. He's talking about meatpacking. He's talking about farming.
Did he say that I'm not deporting the ones who are here illegally?
He said that he has to do it in a way that doesn't hurt business. So
did he say I'm not supporting the ones who are here illegally?
The speech I heard him say was that he made it clear he's not going to deport all the illegal aliens.
Did he say I'm not deporting the ones who are here illegally?
He said he was not going to deport them, yeah.
The illegal ones?
Yes.
He said that.
That's what he was talking. Well, I mean, I can't quote you verbatim what he said, but I did cover on my show when he said that.
And did he say, well, even if they are workers and they are illegally here, I'm not going to support them. I'm not going to deport them.
He said he's not going to deport all of them.
Did he say, I'm not going to deport all of their illegals?
Right.
He said that.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to deport all of the illegals.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is he doing the right thing by having the National Guard go into these crime-ridden cities and states and deporting these people?
It seems a little overkill. But then you have the mayor
Then
you have the mayor of D.C. who actually thanked him afterwards. You saw that, right?
I did.
Wasn't that wild?
Amazing.
She's black. And she's black.
What the?
So, I don't know. Maybe they got some Mossad blackmail on her. Who knows? But now, so did he go into Chicago?
Is he doing the right thing, do you appreciate that he put in the National Guard into these cities and states to deport these?
No, I wouldn't do. I think to me that's overkill. That
how else will you get them then?
There's other ways to do it.
How?
They have ICE.
How else is they gonna do that? If he didn't bring ICE some help.
Is that why they brought in the National Guard, was to get rid of illegal aliens?
Yes.
I thought it was to stop the crime and clean up the homelessness.
That too.
I didn't know it was for, didn't know it was for illegal aliens.
Whoever gets in the
that?
Way. Yeah.
He said we're bringing their National
Guard?
Well,
he's helping ICE because of people. The people are, what do you think about the American people, some of them are not Americans, who are attacking ICE in a physical way like that?
Attacking ICE in a physical way?
Yeah.
I think it's counterproductive.
Is it wrong?
I think there's other ways to get policy changes. It's probably not a good idea. It probably just makes things worse. And then Donald Trump can use that as ammunition to even ramp up more of a police state.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it seems like when they had the immigration riots here in L.A., I wouldn't be surprised.
What's an immigration riot?
Remember when they were in June?
Mean that Black Lives Matter mess?
No, that was over immigration.
Oh, what's an immigration riot?
They had them here in Los Angeles, remember? And they were burning those Waymo cars and all that stuff.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, that's when that guy went to help Trump.
Who?
What's that guy named? The tech little guy.
I don't know who. What do you mean?
Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
What about Elon Musk?
That's when they were burning his cars, right?
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was helping Trump.
Yeah.
So let me ask, because of time, let me ask. What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah.
I don't know what. You tell me. I don't know. You're black. I'm not.
You don't know what's wrong with them?
Well, I didn't know there was something wrong with them. What's wrong with them?
You didn't know that there was something wrong with the blacks?
No.
Why not? You live in America.
Can you believe it? Tell me what's wrong with the blacks.
You live in
what's
America, right?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Do you believe racism exists?
Do I believe racism exists?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. The establishment overblows the problem of racism so they can control us more and divide us? Yes.
What's your proof that racism is this?
Just because I can feel how much you hate me. Because I'm white. It's because I'm white, right? Isn't it, Jesse?
What's your proof that racism exists?
Or maybe it's because you think I'm black inside.
You are.
I knew it.
No, you're not black. You're white all through and through.
Oh, baby. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What's do people call you a self-hating black guy? Do people say
that
about you?
They call me Uncle Tom.
Oh, okay.
Self-hating. N-word.
Sellout.
But what's your proof that racism exists?
Well, you know, we have in our country, we have history of slavery. Then we had Jim Crow. And then when they got rid of Jim Crow, they decided to over-police. I mean, Nixon even said it, that they used the drug war to imprison black and brown people. And, of course, you look at what happened with the crime bill.
Nixon never said black and brown.
He didn't?
No.
What did he say?
He just said blacks.
Oh, okay, blacks.
The black-brown thing came about later.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you know about that.
They want to use the black and brown things to go after the white
man. So was Nixon racist?
He was evil. For doing that, if he put it. I don't even believe that Nixon put the drugs in there because, so let's assume that Nixon didn't do that. What's wrong with the blacks that they took the drugs?
Is Nixon racist?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah.
What's
wrong with the blacks that they took the drugs? Let's say that.
White people take drugs.
If they think that white man is your enemy.
Do you think white people don't take drugs? Look at Hunter Biden. Look at what happened to Hunter.
No.
They all take drugs. Everybody takes drugs.
Well, what's wrong with the blacks?
I just watched the Charlie Sheen documentary. It's all about. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's great.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
But let's say that the white man put the drug in the black area, right?
Okay.
Just for conversation's sake.
Okay.
What's wrong with the black? They knew that their enemies were putting drugs in there.
I don't know. Did they know that?
What's wrong with them that they took the drugs?
I think human beings take drugs.
No, but what's wrong with the blacks that they took the drugs?
I just think that that's normal human behavior. What do you think's wrong with them?
It's normal to take drugs.
It seems pretty prevalent. Everybody drinks alcohol. People smoke cigarettes. I mean, those are all drugs.
But is it normal?
Everybody take caffeine. It's. So what do you mean by normal? Right? Do I mean by normal like common? Yeah, it's common.
But is it normal?
So we're getting into a debate about what the word normal means. Normal, does it mean it's common? Yeah, then it's normal. If by normal you mean is it common for white people to take drugs and black people to take drugs and people of all colors to take drugs? Yeah, it's normal.
So you believe racism exists?
Yeah.
But you have no proof?
Well, I just told you the proof.
And you believe in God, right?
I do believe in God.
God said racism doesn't exist.
When did he say that?
Forever.
When did he say that?
Forever.
What do you mean? Like, where did he say it?
Did he say racism exists?
Did he say it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
Don't you think he would have said that if racism exists? Or do you think he would have said that if racism existed?
You would think.
Right. But he didn't say it.
I mean, I'm not a biblical scholar. Maybe it's in the Bible somewhere.
It's not in the Bible.
Oh, no?
No, nowhere.
Okay.
It's not in the Christian Bible, the Jewish Bible, the Allah U'Abba Bible, the Mormon. It's not in there. And if God didn't say it, why do you believe, as a Christian, why do you believe racism exists?
I just told you, because you see it manifest, right? So no. They like even this, you know about how the CIA brought crack cocaine into the inner city black neighborhoods, and then they over policed those neighborhoods, so they then put those people in jail at higher rates than the white people who were using cocaine at higher rates than black people.
If that happened, which I don't believe that all the way either.
Oh, because everybody knows that.
The Wicked Witch of the West was saying that.
Come on.
You know who the Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ?
No.
Maxine
Waters?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I sat behind her on a plane one time.
Oh, that would have been awful.
I just saw that she was reading the New York Times, and I'm like, well, maybe that's the problem.
God said our battle is a spiritual battle between good and evil. Is that right or wrong? And you're either on the side of good or that of evil.
He never said
racism.
I have different thoughts.
Well, but you're not God.
I'm not God.
You do.
I'm not God.
But if God said it's spiritual, why do you say it's racist?
I mean, I'm not separate from God. So
if God said
we're all God's children, right? So doesn't that make us kind of part of God?
Everybody are not God's children.
Oh, I thought who made those people then?
Everybody are not God's children. God made them, but
So
those who are angry are of their father, the devil.
Okay.
Remember God said that you are of your father, the devil. Anyone that has anger / resentment, whatever.
But you love everybody, right?
I love everyone.
Even people who are of the devil?
Yes.
Okay.
So if God has said it's spiritual, why do you say it's racism?
Why do I say racism exists? Because I've seen it?
No, you haven't, though.
Okay.
You can't see something that doesn't exist.
Okay.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Let me ask, because I'm
Man, I knew it was coming. I knew all this was coming. You kept cornering me and keep cornering me.
No.
Okay.
Let me ask.
Okay.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I don't think they... I think they should just shut up.
I do too.
I think some women are great leaders. I think some women are great followers.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I don't think they were either.
I'm sorry?
I don't think they were created for either of those things.
You know?
No, I just...
And why not?
I don't know. What's the per... Ooh. I think that, you know, women... Some women are great leaders. Some women are great followers, just like men.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I don't know. Do you know?
You don't? Yeah, I know.
Why? Does the Bible say?
Yes.
It says they were created to follow?
Yes.
Really?
Would you ever listen to a woman?
Would I ever listen to a woman?
Would you ever obey a woman?
I would never obey a man. I don't obey.
Would you ever obey a woman?
I don't obey.
Would you ever listen to a woman?
I listen to women. Yeah.
Would you obey her?
I don't obey.
Would you do what she tell you to do?
If it made sense to me.
Would you ever follow a woman?
You mean as a leader?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she was a good leader, sure.
But if you follow her, you will suffer.
Oh.
Why would you follow her?
Well, I've been suffering a lot following guys. I'll tell you that.
And you shouldn't follow guys either.
No? Who should I follow? God?
God only.
Oh, okay. God only. Okay.
Why would you follow a woman?
I mean, these are hypotheticals, but if a woman...
They're not hypothetical.
You know, I've had women teachers, you know, and I've learned a lot from women, so...
Amazing, huh?
Yeah. I had a lot of great female teachers, and had a great female acting teacher, Leslie Adams, who, she's a great person. She's a great leader. She's a great teacher.
Would you ever want a woman to be your leader?
I would.
Well,
I don't sit down and go, I want my leader to be a man or a woman or this or...
Would you
know,
vote for a woman?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I would vote for a woman.
What?
Yeah.
Let me ask, do you believe in the order of God?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know the order?
No.
God and Christ, mm-hmm. Christ and man over woman, women over children.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you believe in that order
no.
of God?
No, I don't think.
You don't believe in that order.
I think that's made up.
By God?
By man.
But not by God. But God created that order. Man over woman.
That's what men say.
So let me ask you. Did Eve come from Adam or God?
Well, in the Bible, Eve came from man, right? Because it took his rib. But you see that literally?
Yes.
That's what you think? That's how it literally happened?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I always saw that as like a metaphor.
Why?
Because it seems like a, you know, like a story. You know how Jesus would give parables, right? It seems like one of those things.
So you think that's a made-up story by God?
Yeah.
That God made that story
I mean, I think there's a truth in that story, but the truth is mystical and spiritual. It's not a literal.
That's
not
amazing.
Not a literal.
Isn't
truth.
That amazing?
Isn't it amazing? I don't know. Is it? How long have we been talking?
We're about to end, but let me ask. Do you agree that the God above is the man's God and the God below is the woman's God?
No.
Why not?
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what means.
What you just said, the God above is the man's God, and the God below is is the God below the devil?
Yes.
And so women are of the devil?
Yes.
I think you have a problem with women, Jesse.
Why?
It sounds like it. Sounds like you never got over your mother.
So
your
does
hatred
God
for your mother.
Have a problem with the women, too?
Are you sure you got over your hatred with your mother?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Does God have a problem?
Does God have a problem?
With women.
I don't. Again, these are questions I would say... I'm going to take a stab and say no.
When Eve listened to Satan, did he become her God?
I don't know. Again, I'm not a Bible scholar, so I'm not the right guy to ask these questions to.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
You know, I grew up Catholic. We don't read the Bible.
So are you like conservative or liberal when it comes to politics?
When it comes to politics, I used to consider myself a full-blown lefty, but now a lot of the things that I still believe as a lefty are considered right wing, like freedom of speech, anti-censorship. I'm anti-war. I'm for bodily autonomy. I don't think the government should be able to tell you what to do with your body, taking experimental medical treatment. All the liberals, they threw all that out. That's all gone.
Are you more what were you saying?
That's why you heard them. They say that they're not pro-choice anymore. Remember they used to say pro-choice?
Right.
They stopped saying that during COVID because. They weren't for choice. They were for the government having that choice.
So you would you be more, if you had to make a decision, would you be more liberal? Because, I know liberal has changed a lot.
Oh, changed,
So are you the more...
I'm a class, you know, what I haven't really changed my core beliefs on things. I go flip-flop. I'm back and forth on things like guns, right? Like I used to be 100%.
Are you for the Second Amendment?
I used to be 100% against it. No guns, like Jesse Jackson used to say, no guns.
What a mess, huh?
And then I switched back, and I'm like, no. And then I switched back, and right now I'm pro. I'm not for the government taking our guns away.
Do you have perfect peace?
I don't know what that. What is perfect peace? No, I certainly don't have it.
And why?
I'll tell you that.
And why not?
I think because I'm imperfect and I'm still on a journey of trying to find out who I am 100%. And you know, a lot of mental noise that I have to try to calm, you know, like my
if you drop your anger, you can have perfect peace. You got to forgive your mother.
Well, it seems like, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I come off as angry?
Why you ask me that?
Because you said, how do you know I'm angry?
I can see it in you.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked. You can see my anger in me?
Yeah.
How do you see it?
Clearly.
What are my tells?
Everything. But you could be free, though, but you got to forgive your mother. And then God will forgive you.
I didn't know I had to forgive my mother. I honestly didn't.
Yeah.
I loved my mother, and
if you love her, you will forgive her.
And I miss her.
Where is she?
She's dead.
Oh, forgive her. She did her best.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know she did her best.
Right on.
Everybody does their best. My father did his best. Everybody does their best.
Absolutely. That's why
flawed.
We can't hate them.
I don't hate them.
I said that's why we can't.
Yeah.
Because they do their best.
Right.
But let me ask.
You know, it's like Jesus said, love them for they know not what they do.
Absolutely.
Oh, so.
So that's why you got to love the Zionists.
Okay, yeah. That's
whatever that is.
According to Jesus.
And so do you love them?
According to Jesus. I already answered this question. Yeah. Love the Zionists, hate Zionists.
But I didn't ask you about that.
Okay.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing. So one other quick question, then I got to put you in the hot seat.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I thought this isn't the hot seat? Holy shit.
I've often said, and I want to know if you agree or not, that educated women, men shouldn't marry educated women because they don't make for good wives, mothers.
Oh, you said it, brother. I hate a woman who's smarter than me. I hate being around smart women. It's horrible. Whew. Why do they got to go doing all that book learning?
So do you agree with that?
What?
That men shouldn't marry educated women they do not make for good
believe
wives.
Believe me, I regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife's got a master's degree. Imagine how I feel.
Poor you.
Oh, I know.
That's worse than the vaccine. You're better off with the vaccine.
Yeah.
Why did you marry an educated woman?
Big mistake. Yeah. I always try to, I tell people, marry dumb. It's a lot easier.
So are you saying an uneducated woman is dumb?
Am I saying that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
Am I?
Are you saying that?
Oh, keep going. I thought we were joking. I'm saying that stay away from educated women.
Are you saying uneducated women are dumb?
I'd have to take that on a case-by-case basis, Jesse.
Meaning what?
Some women who aren't formally educated are very smart.
Should men play... What?
Some women who don't have a formal education, you can also be very smart, even though you don't have a formal education.
I've never met a smart, educated woman.
I've met a lot of dumb, over-educated people in my life, haven't you?
Yeah. Really?
So education doesn't make you smart
or dumb. It makes you
dumber. But education can help.
In what way?
Well, you can find out about ideas and you can expand your mind and your brains.
You're
and
not
going to
do that if you get an education. You only find ideas if you don't get one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you didn't get education?
No.
You didn't go to high school?
You know, black people don't get education.
Come on, you didn't go to high school?
I went, and there was like 18 people in my class.
Yeah.
I was number 18.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Easy to believe.
Yeah. I tell people all the time I'm black and slow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I made an A on a true and false test once. Couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I stood up in my class and I'm like, I made an A. Mm-hmm. and everybody was surprised. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is amazing, huh?
That's amazing.
So I wanted to ask.
We're not in the hot seat yet?
No.
Okay.
I got to put you in the hot seat because of time.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, should transgender men play in women's sports?
You don't think they should?
I'm asking you.
No, I don't think they should.
And why not?
Because they have an unfair physical advantage.
They do?
That's what I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, especially if they've gone through puberty. Yeah.
So, and I agree with that. They do have an unfair physical advantage.
Yeah.
Should women play in men's sport?
If they want to.
What?
If they want to. I mean, I don't think... Is there a woman who can compete with men in sports?
So should women play in men's sports?
I don't have a problem if they want to.
But why do you have a problem with men playing in women's sports?
Because they have an unfair physical advantage.
But don't they have the same thing going on in women playing in men's sports? Men don't have women don't have an unfair advantage over with men if they played in men's sports.
No, how
does that change?
How would they? Because they have
either the man is physically strong.
Yeah.
Playing in a woman's sport.
Yeah.
He's still going to be physically strong when women playing in his sport.
Right.
So
it's going to be an unfair advantage for the men either way.
So women shouldn't play in the men's sport, then, right?
I mean, it's up to them.
But why is it up to them to play in men's sport?
Because it's not,
it's not up to men.
Because they're
to
being
play
unfair to themselves. This isn't a hard concept.
What?
It's because they're being unfair to themselves. If they want
to, but they should not be allowed to play in men's sport if
well,
the
men
not, can't play in women's sport.
Is there a situation where this has happened?
Yes.
Where?
All the time. They were
women playing men's sports.
Judo and.
That's why
karate
they have
the and
oh, that kind of stuff.
All
oh, they're
kind
doing
of
that.
Stuff.
They're doing it with wrestling now.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
It's not right.
That does, have you seen it?
I have.
That doesn't seem right.
It's not right.
No.
Amazing. Huh?
Yeah.
So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
Okay.
I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Okay, I'll do my best. I have a feeling we're not going to get through this. But here we go.
The hot seat.
What is a man?
A man is someone who is has an XY chromosome.
Who's funnier, black people?
You didn't think I was going to say that, did you? Thought it was going to be a harder question.
Well, no, it's a hot seat, so we move fast.
Oh, okay.
Who is funnier, black people or Jewish people?
Oh, I'd say nobody funnier than Richard Pryor, but also, you know, my favorite comedians growing up are always Jewish comedians, and so I wouldn't say either.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
True.
I already know the answer to this, but
okay.
It's a part of the question. Did you take the jab?
Yeah.
Was Jesus black or white?
Oh. I don't know.
Do you believe that we actually landed on the moon?
Yes. What do I know? Yeah, I think so.
Is the earth flat or round?
Round.
Do we need more white babies?
I don't know about that.
Have you ever tasted something that was so good it made you want to slap your mama?
Yes.
Which is worse, abortion or slavery?
I think, that's a tough question. I would say slavery because sometimes abortion's necessary, and I don't like to get in between a patient and the doctor. And so that's my I'm pro-choice. I'm not pro-abortion. So,
are you for or against the genocide of white people in America?
Am I for or against the genocide of white people? I'm against genocide generally, yes.
How about, are you for or against the genocide of white America in America?
I didn't know that was happening.
You didn't know?
No.
How do you feel about the attack on white people? They are blamed for everything.
Well, they do a lot of shit.
You okay with the attack on white people?
I didn't know there was an attack on white people.
Amazing.
I'm white. I don't feel it.
Did the bear shit in the woods?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Thanks for taking on the hot seat.
Okay, my pleasure.
Tell them how to get your website and whatever you want to put out there. That's your camera there.
Yeah, just go to Jimmy Dore, spelled D-O-R-E, jimmydore.com, and you can see my YouTube show. It's also on Rumble, and I tour all over the country doing stand-up comedy. Maybe I'm coming to your town.
Right on. And that was fun, Jim. I enjoyed talking to you.
Okay. Yeah, really. That was fun.
It was amazing.
Okay. All right, brother.
Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and all that good stuff. And check out my coffee. I have my own coffee, Jimmy. Punchy's Coffee.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, amazing?
That's amazing.
A black man with coffee. Who would have thought? Go to DestinyPeterson.shop. DestinLeePeterson.shop. And also, if you have other guests you would like to see on the fallestate.tv, contact my producer at thefallestate.tv. Producer at thefallestate.tv. All right, let me hear from you. Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay, thank you.
That was amazing.
Yay.